guy, my little guy started getting hot. Like really hot. Like I thought something was wrong. And it got to the point where I was like, hey man, I think I need to go to, I need a doctor. Like, you know, my little guys are on fire. So he's like, oh, I think I put the icy hot too high.
God.
So then he said, all right, you don't have to play the rest of the game. So now I take a shower. Boy, I thought I was in hell.
It gets worse, right?
Yes, it gets worse. So then I'm in there screaming, ah, and there was a Spanish janitor in there. And he said, compadre, you got to use milk. I'm like, what? So you got to use milk. I said, what are you talking about? He said, capsaicin is hot pepper. So we Spanish people, when we eat hot pepper, the milk calms it down.
Yes, yes.
So I said, okay. I gave him some money to go to the thing and milk. So now I'm in the shower pouring milk on my boys, and the guy's coming in, they're looking at me like, what the hell are you doing? But the milk actually worked. So then when I meet with Icy Hot, I was like, you know what? It's hot. You guys, this company works.
Wait a minute. That is your testimonial for Icy Hot?
Yes, it is.
It set your testicles on fire?
Yes, it did. Oh, boy. I've never felt a pain like that in my life.
I tell you what, he could paint the picture with words, huh?
He sure could. Well, Shaq pouring milk on his junk as the rest of the team is coming in is a pretty funny situation to be in. That was all right.
Right, and if Conan would have laughed that hard at that part of the story, I would have been like, okay, I get it.
You told him your testicles were on fire?
Jesus Christ, come on.
Wow. Monica, did you go to milk when that did happen to you?
No, we stupidly went ice. Don't do ice. Milk is the way.
Oh, right, because you were melting the ice.
Milk is the cure. He's right. Like even
homework.
Nope. No.
I know, my instinct is always to drink the beer in front of me or the water in front of me, but it never works.
What? You want me to dip my junk in a glass of milk?
After you've dipped it in something else, yeah.
Wouldn't be my first time. I'm down.
Would your wife help you in that scenario, or would she just say, you're on your own, buddy?
Put Icy Hot on your...
No. She would like...
Milk, yeah.
Would she dip my jewels in milk? I don't think I would need her to. If I asked it
to, but if you were like, in pain, you're like, oh man, I touched and I didn't mean to, and I whatever, blah blah. And she's like, oh, would she go? Hold on, honey, let me get you the milk, and then she would go to get the milk, and like,
there would be a fair amount of laughter.
She would laugh at you,
right. Yeah.
Not
as I would
it.
Her though. I mean, we'd help each other, but we'd laugh at each other.
But after, you don't laugh during it.
No promises. And that goes for either one of us.
Would you say I'd help you, but I have to go to this Pink Floyd concert?
Probably.
That was a classic moment. Classic Nicole moment.
Yeah.
The grudge. As I like to call it, the grudge.
You know why? I know. Okay. So remember when I had we talked about it here, when I had I think it was the shoulder surgery, and I was on the painkillers, and the painkillers made me constipated, and I couldn't go to the bathroom, and I was trying everything. So then she offered to give me the enema. But two things were happening. Number one, I didn't want to go that route. I had never done it before. I certainly didn't want to go that route.
Right, if you could avoid it, I could.
And
see that.
There was such an evil grin on her face that I felt like she was going to use this against me at some future point in time, or that she was going to get too much enjoyment out of the whole.
As you would her.
Right. So then I just refused it, and I threw it at her. I was like, get out of here.
You
and she left.
Thunderdome in your own house with your own wife.
How long did it take?
So after I threw it at her and she left, you know, in a fun, joking way, we were both laughing about the whole thing. Then I had the moments where I'm like, I'm looking at the enema. I'm like, no. And then like half hour, 45 minutes later, I'm just still uncomfortable. I'm looking at the enema. I'm like, no. And then I finally
let me read the directions.
And then I finally had to break down and do it. But you got to remember, I had to do it.
Oh, that's the one with around the bathroom
arm,
floor
with one arm. You know, so I couldn't do it the way the box tells you to do it because the box directions are written for an able-bodied person. I was down and on. So there I am on the bathroom floor with my face on the.
Still no asking for helping.
Just
no. She was gone.
No one to ask.
She was gone. There was no one to ask.
She was at the Pink Floyd.
Addled.
She was there. I don't know. She probably went to Target or something.
Good luck.
Yeah, the Pink Floyd concert was when you had like neck or back surgery, wasn't it? And you were in pain on the bed, and she was like,
back surgery.
They're a patient. Went to a concert.
We had the kids.
Oh my!
I still maintain.
God.
I'm with her. I don't. What she was supposed to do? Stare at your back? I mean, you're fine. she'll be back.
I was not. I was far from fine.
But you look
on
boy,
that
I will,
one.
I will use your own ammo against you. But look at you now. You're alive. You're fine. You survived.
If I ever did that, if I ever did that move, like if she had a surgery like I had, and she was laid up like that, and I left her to go to a show
after you made sure she was comfortable and pretty much just going to sleep the rest of the night.
There's no way I would have done that. Not a chance.
Well,
not,
you know what, I'll tell you, I'll use your own
chance.
Stuff on you again. Stop expecting other people to act how you would act, or you'll always 100%. Be disappointed.
I learned something that day.
And you will not forget it.
My, no.
Is that the thing that started, don't make your problems my problems? Because that's what it sounded like she did.
No, that wasn't, it didn't start there, but I was just like, okay. It's going to be this kind of party. I'm ready. You know?
Evan's online, too.
That was cold. I mean...
That was one of the... I'm surprised. I really am surprised she did that.
And you know her.
Like, yeah, I know. You know that's
she, I would... Because she is...
She really loves Pink
very
Floyd.
Motherly and very nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went, I was just like, this bitch is really going. I thought she was kidding. I thought she was kidding.
So she was joking. She walked down the stairs. You figure, all right. And then you heard the door slam and the car start and her leave.
Right. Actually, I heard the horn. I heard the horn beep first. My, you know.
Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
And she's like, all right. Yes. I'll see you later.
Sorry about your back. Have a good night. Bye.
Right. I think the kids were 3 and 2 at the time.
Oh, and you were the only one home with the two of them? I forgot about that
part. I got the surgery done in 07.
Yeah.
Monica, you were the only one there? I'm telling you, Monica, I was crawling to use the bathroom. That's the condition I was in.
And I mean this with love. What is she supposed to do about that?
Not go to the concert.
Right. Take care of the kids. Anything if something that's changes.
You need to go to the bathroom.
Or go to the concert and make sure he's got somebody.
Yeah. Because God forbid something happens with the kids.
Correct.
I can't stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah,
I can't just get up and run to a situation should it come up.
She's gone like, not 3 days, like 3 hours. You're fine.
Because nothing can happen in 5 minutes?
That show was at Yankee Stadium. It wasn't somewhere 20 minutes from the house. And they went and they tailgated and they did the whole thing. Like, she was, trust me.
I don't know. Someone who's basically immobile has to crawl. Like,
I mean, I'm over it now.
No, you're not.
Hey, hold on a second. I didn't bring this up. You brought this up.
Yeah, I brought it.
I didn't bring it up. Yeah. Not me. I'm past it.
A 2 and 3 year old can go from perfectly, if you're healthy.
Right.
They can go from perfectly fine to their head smashed on the corner of a glass table in 2 seconds.
Stop being so dramatic. He's fine. Everybody's fine. It worked out. You're fine.
This time?
Well, it worked out. But
how many
you don't
times
know that
does it not work out?
That.
Right.
You don't know before that.
Poor little JP.
Evan?
No. What is your problem with me today? Again. What is your problem with me today?
I don't have a problem with you. I just think it's
you have not stopped breaking my balls since we got here today.
Busting today.
Since we got on the air today. You haven't stopped.
I don't know if that's true. You might feel, I don't feel like I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop it.
It's all in my head. Got it.
That's called, what is it called? Gaslighting.
What is?
Where she makes believe nothing's going on, and you're like, wait, but you've been busting my... No, nothing's been going on all day.
I'm not saying I haven't busted your balls. I'm saying I haven't been busting your balls since we got on the air all day today. I think maybe I said a jab here or two, but that's what I do
there.
Every day. That's what y'all do. That's what we do every
yes.
day.
Yes.
Got it.
That's what the show is.
Okay.
Evan's been waiting online too patiently. Go ahead, Evan. Do you have a ball story or what? A busting ball story? What do you have?
Were you left for dead by your wife?
Dramatic.
I purposely put Icy Hot on my junk one time.
Why?
That's
well,
dumb.
I didn't actually know it was going to be that bad. It tingled at first and then immediately put me on the floor afterwards. And I definitely overdid it. It was a very bad experience, and I don't recommend anybody doing that.
Just out of curiosity.
Why, bro?
But why? Like, what was, what did you, what?
Well, I figured it would, like, tingle. And I was just like, oh, all right. But then it was the complete opposite of that. No part of it was any kind of enjoyment.
No. Well, let me ask you a question. When you put it on your skin, does it burn or does it tingle?
Well, no, I had never used it before.
Did you read the package at all? Because there's fire on the front of the package.
It doesn't say,
I bet you won't put it on your junk.
It doesn't say icy. It doesn't say icy tingle.
So it was a bet. How much did you get for the bet?
Oh, it was a moneyless bet. It was not a smart idea.
Got it.
Pretty much.
Okay. And you slathered it on, didn't you?
I put a good couple drops on there. Definitely way too much.
All right, Evan. Well, at least you're okay now.
Thanks. Yeah, you guys have a good one.
Shaq sends his love. Thank you, man. Brian on line three. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How's it going? My wife had to help me pee once.
Oh.
I had a kidney stone, and the painkillers they gave me, I couldn't hold myself and pee in one of the urinals at the same time. So my wife offered to help, and she took hold of the Frank, and I started peeing. Next thing I know, she's screaming because I'm peeing all over her hand.
Oh, no.
I pointed out that I'm not aiming it.
Right.
Well, I'm not aiming it. She said, I'm not used to aiming this damn thing. So, I got to pee on my wife once.
Thanks, man.
That's awesome. I always wanted to know what that felt like, so I voluntarily did that one time. I wanted to see.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, wait, what?
Don't you just want to, I don't have one of those things, so I was curious as to what it felt
to hold
like.
Not to be on. Okay.
No.
So did you stand behind your husband? Was it your husband?
Next, yeah.
Your ex?
Next to.
So did you stand behind him and hold it just like he would so you could see what it was like?
No, I was next, like standing. My body was facing his side, and I was just like, let me just, because I just want to see. Don't you? Mm-hmm. I have a million, me and my cousins were going back and forth about this, because there was a.
Can I come on your next cousin Zoom?
I don't know.
That sounded. That's not the way I meant.
Good thing you said the word Zoom.
Can I? Yeah.
Good thing we know she has constant meetings on Zoom with her cousins.
Right.
So we would assume it would be a meeting that you would be going to.
I want to be a part of.
I will tell you
Zoom.
This. We all agreed that we would all like to have a penis for 24 hours because there was a filter on Snapchat and it was that only your nose. And so we could not stop swinging it. Like, I don't know how y'all just don't. I would just be walking around like it just swings everywhere. You know, it's loosey goosey. Let's just play with it for a little bit. I would be thoroughly distracted on a regular basis.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you get used to it.
That was 10-year-old John. Actually, no, because it's not swinging yet. It doesn't swing until everything starts to drop, and then
no growth yet.
Yeah, once you get through puberty, then all of a sudden it is what it is. That's when you're looking at yourself like, this is what I'm rolling with the rest of my life.
Yeah, so then I guess it is just okay. But to someone who has never had that, we were all in kind of a little bit of awe and a little bit of disgust of how you just have something constantly there. Like, I would want it to be able to detach it once in a while and then put it back. Like, because I don't always want it there.
What that guy was just talking about, the kidney stone, that scares the hell out of me.
Me too.
I've never heard one person say, I mean, it hurt, but not that bad.
Ever.
Like, I've heard it, like,
they always say
there was screaming involved.
Worst pain in the world I've ever felt in my life. That's right. What they always say.
Right.
So it's a stone coming out of
a very small sensitive tube, and it's got spikes.
But Google it.
You know how
the COVID virus has those spikes on it?
Yeah.
These look like
worse.
These look like jagged minerals.
And
that's really what it is jagged minerals. Yeah. It's mineral deposits.
I don't know what that would feel like because I don't have that equipment, and I don't I don't ever want to have kids.
Well, women get kidney stones too, don't they?
But I'm saying, what is childbirth like? There's a very small hole and a huge something coming out of
it. Yeah, but it stretches.
Sure.
Over
time,
it does stretch.
Your thingy stretches, otherwise the thing wouldn't come out.
But it's on the way down. I'm assuming where all the pain
lies. So no chance that childbirth is worse and women.
I'm not saying there's no chance. The only thing
and longer.
The only thing I've ever heard. I guess you'd have to ask a woman because women get kidney stones.
But I would assume. But then they wouldn't be able to like you said. I mean, it's a little tiny little hole.
Right. You'd have to ask a woman what's worse, kidney stone or childbirth.
But a woman would know what it would feel like to come out of your equipment because that's a tiny. Your
might be similar.
Tiny. Tiny.
Good God. But when it hurts, it's coming through it's making a path through, like, you get, you know, it doesn't just hurt at the end, you know.
It's on its way
running
down
through your whole body, you know.
With 12 knives.
The back aches and the whatever aches. You're like, what is this? That's how it's been described to me. I haven't had it yet. So it's part of my motivation to drink a lot of water every day.
Yep.
I'll tell you, do not want any of that. My dad had it once, and that's all I need to hear about. No good. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. On St. Patrick's Day. Roger and JP, top 10 list at 135. And it will be a list that will relate in a way.